Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, not just me, Lord, cover every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter, and you all know what time it is. You know, we start this broadcast off with prayer. So I'm trusting that you have already gotten your prayer list. You got in that set place. You already made your phone calls, you know, to come on and listen to the broadcast. I am trusting that you did all that already. You know why? Because it's an awesome word. It's coming for today. God always have his man and woman of God prepared to give you a word this day. I tell you, I can't even wait to hear the word myself. God is a good God. Won't you say it? Yes, I will. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Yep, I'm just thanking God for just waking me up this morning, clothed in my right mind. So we are going to go before the throne and let God just show up and show out this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lord of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our creator. And we say thank you. Lord, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you this day, O God. O God, as we come before you, you see our prayer list is raised before you this day, Lord Father. Father, we come, O God, asking for forgiveness, Lord, those that we're praying for. Father, every sin, O God, that we have committed against you this day, O God. Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Thanking you, O God, for your goodness and your mercy. Thanking you, O God, for being a God of many chances, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, you know each and every person name by name upon the prayer lists that is raised before you, O God. O God, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we know that you're a just God, Lord Father. And Father, we know, Lord Father, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for every prayer that you have heard and every prayer that you have answered this day, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and just glorifying you, O God. We don't thank you enough. We are saying thank you for this day, Lord Father. Thank you, because we do not take it for granted this day, Lord Father. We take nothing and no one for granted, O God. I thank you, O God, for this broadcast right now, Lord Father, touching the nations, Lord Father God. Father God, that the people may be able to hear, Lord Father, your word this day as it comes forth, Lord Father. Father, I thank you for every man and woman, Lord Father, that you have placed in this broadcast, Lord, bringing forth the word, Lord Father, touching the lives of many, Lord Father, encouraging the lives of many, Lord Father. Father, we say thank you. Heavenly Father, I ask you this day to touch, strengthen, and cover, Lord Father, every watchman, prayer warrior, intercessor, Lord Father, leader that are standing in the gap right now, interceding, Lord Father God, on your people behalf this day, Lord Father. Father God, bless them this day, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, that there are still others right now, Lord Father, that don't mind praying, Lord Father, that are standing in the gap this day, O God. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kim, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, you know her situation, Lord Father. Father, as we pray for healing, Lord Father, of her body this day, O God. Father, we also ask you to intervene on that situation, Lord Father, that she is dealing with, Lord Father. Oh, God, keep her in the ark of safety this day, oh, God. Father, we know that nothing is too hard for you this day, oh, God. Oh, God, we hold before you Caitlin, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, you have bring her through surgeries, Lord, Father. And, Father, as she prepare, Lord, Father, to go into surgery again, oh God. We ask you this day, Lord Father, to give her the peace, Lord Father, within her heart and in her mind, Lord Father. Comfort her, Lord Father. See the blood covering her this day, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for being every surgeon, every doctor, every nurse, every attendant in that room this day, Lord Father, as you see the blood covering the doorpost this day. So we're going to praise you and thank you in advance, oh God, for bringing her through, Lord Father God, the surgery on tomorrow, Lord Father. Strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Dale right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her, and decree healing right now, oh God, to her body, Lord. Father, for you said, by your stripes, we are healed, Lord, Father, and we thank you right now for touching her body, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for healing her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, touch, Lord, Father, her household this day, oh God. See the blood covering right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Adelinda right now, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And Father, as we pray, O God, for her healing, Lord Father, knowing, O God, that it was nobody but you, Lord Father, that still have her here, O God. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, O God. For healing is the children's bread, Lord. And Father, we take it not for granted this day, O God. We lift your name on high like never before, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Trey, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. Father God, we come against change mindset right now, Lord Father. We thanking you, O God, for transforming his mindset this day, Lord. Father God, give him the peace, Lord Father, the peace that pass all understanding, Lord. And, O God, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now that is coming up against him, and we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And we say no weapon formed against him, O God, shall prosper, Lord. Father, rise him up this day, O God. Father, encamp, Lord, Father God, his warring and ministering angels this day, O God, to stand guard round about him, Lord, Father. Touch him, Lord, Father. Touch him right now, Lord Father, that those around him, Lord Father, will see the transformation in him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, nothing, Lord Father, is too hard for you, O God. And we lift your name on high saying thank you, glory, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Bolin, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, and say no weapons that is formed against him shall prosper, O God. Father, as we speak healing, Lord, Father, and recovery right now, Lord, Father, in his recovering right now, Lord, Father. Father, we're speaking it into existence right now, Lord, Father. Father, that when he goes into surgery next week, Lord, Father God, Father, it's already done, Lord, Father God. It is already done, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father, to give him the strength right now, Lord. Oh, God, touch his immune system this day, oh, God. Father, line his body up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch his wife, Lord. Touch his daughter, his grandson this day, Lord, Father God. Continue, Lord, Father God, to give them the strength, Lord, Father, that only you, Lord, Father, can give them this day, oh, God. We thank you for seeing the blood covering him, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for touching the doctors, the surgeons, everyone in attendance in that room, Lord, Father. We're praising you in advance, Lord, Father, for him coming through the surgery, Lord, Father. We're praising you in advance, Lord, Father, knowing that you saw the blood covering, Lord, Father God, the doorpost, Lord, Father God, of that operating room, Lord, Father. We're thanking you for seeing the blood this day, Lord, Father. And, Father, you did not close your eyes nor look away this day, O God. We thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O God. Oh, God, we hold before you Mr. Briggs right now, Lord, Father. Oh, God, you know his situation this day, Lord, and it's time for him to rise up out of that hospital, Lord, Father, and continue to do your will, Lord, Father. Father, continue to touch his wife right now, Lord, Father. Father, as you continue to stand, Lord, Father, God, with her, Lord, Father, and all those that are praying, Lord, Father, for her and her husband this day, O God. We speak healing, O God, to her husband this day, O God. Touch Mr. Briggs this day, O God. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus as we speak healing, Lord, Father, over his body, Lord, Father. Father, you said, by your stripes we are healed, and we're thanking you and glorifying you this day, O God, for your healing virtue, Lord, Father. Thank you for seeing the blood covering, oh God, that doorpost right now of his room, Lord, Father. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you're merciful. We know, Lord, Father, that you're forgiving. Lord, we know that you're a God of many chances this day, oh God. So, Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, for your will being done, Lord, Father, in each and every one of their lives that we're praying for today, Lord, Father, as you see hands laying upon, Lord, Father God, the prayer listens, Lord. Father God, touch our listeners this day, O God, for you know what they're in need of, Lord, those that are listening now, those that will listen at a later date, Lord, Father. We thanking you and glorifying you for showing up and showing out in their lives, Lord. Father, as we continue to decree and declare healing and deliverance, Lord, Father God, over the airways this day, Lord, Father, we thanking you, oh God, for your healing, Lord, touching minds and hearts and healing spirit man this day, oh God. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. And Father, as they continue to decree and declare that there is nothing that can happen to them today that the God in them cannot handle, oh God. Oh God, we thank you this day, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Bishop Porter right now, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, I thank you for refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating him this day, O God. O God, I thank you for using him in this hour, Lord. I thank you, Lord, Father, as you decrease him, Lord, Father, and you increase in him, Lord, Father. Father, as he opened his mouth, Lord, Father, you speak through him this day, Lord. And, oh, God, we thanking you in advance for the ears, Lord, Father, that will hear the word and the heart, Lord, Father, that will receive it this day, Lord. And, Father, they will not just be hearers of the word, oh, God, but they will be doers of the word as well, Lord. So, Father, use him mightily this day, Lord, Father, as You see the blood covering him, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for seeing the blood. We thank you, O God, for seeing the blood this day, Lord Father. Father, I ask all this in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the blood this day, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No weapons that is formed against us shall prosper. None. And we thanking God for it. And I'm thanking that you all got your prayer on this day. You find it not robbery to pray, touch, and agree. You find it not robbery to give your heart, give your life to God this day. I am thanking God today, for this is the day, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Man, I know you all are shouting. I know you all are praising God this day because he woke you up. You're not in judgment today. You are not in judgment, but you are here. You are here. He gave us another chance this day to get it right because no day is promised to us. So we ought not to take it for granted. God will be saying, Lord, what will you have me to do today? What would you have me to do today? Use me this day, Lord, to be a light in someone's darkness this day, in someone's darkness, because I know someone was a light in your darkness. The darkest place that you have been, that God saw fit to use someone to bring light into your life. And look at you today. Look at you today. He's an awesome God. To know who you are and know who you belong to this day, because you are not who they say you are, but you are who God say you are today. Amen. Let me give you the word for today, that I may decrease and allow the speaker of the hour to come forth. Amen. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. I know many of you are surprised to hear the speaker of the hour, but guess what? He has given us this time to come forth and allow God to use him. It's a blessing when the man and woman of God don't mind preaching or teaching the word. It is awesome, because you know what? The word builds you up. It encourages you. It comes with warning. It comes with instructions. It comes with preparation. I tell you, I don't know what the word does to you all. To hear the word coming forth, it is a blessing. People feed on the word.
Pull today on the word. Pull today on the word that is about to come forth. Amen. So I will now decrease as I bring forth the man of God, Bishop John Porter, to all of you that don't know him this day. He's an awesome man of God. He don't mind praying. He don't mind preaching and teaching the word of God. So I'm trusting that you have prepared your heart and your mind to receive this word today. So I give to you Bishop John Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to thank God, amen, for you, Sister Diane, and as you was just praying and opening up the program this morning, I tell you, my mind just went on Apostle and Pastor Sharon. I tell you, they is rejoicing and having a good time in glory, knowing that you are carrying on. And Pastor George, praise God, is carrying the ministry of Logan International Ministry and Evangelist Eurissa and all the other members and all the listeners and viewers, praise God, throughout the years all the way up to now. Praise God. My heart is just rejoicing. Praise God. And how you are carrying. Praise carrying it on. I know they is rejoicing. Praise God. I just wanted to just share that before I start this morning with the word of God. Excuse me. Oh, praise God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come now before you, blessing you and glorifying and giving you thanks for another day. We thank you again for Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you for the host, Sister Diane. We thank you for taking her to another dimension in you, that her latter years will be greater than her beginning. Lord, we thank you for continuously blessing the ministry of Pastor George. Oh God, Logan International Ministry, spiritually, financially and materially, that they shall not lack for no good things. Now, Father, as I come to share your word with your people, Father, I thank you for a fresh fire anointing upon me. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. And this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I want to share with you, don't be weary in well-doing. You should reap if you faint not. I'm going to say that again. Don't be weary in well-doing. You should reap if you faint not. How many know that the race is not given to the swift, not to the strong, but unto them that endure until the end? This is a marathon. We are in it for the long haul. And thank God, amen, that we're on the Lord's side. And from time to time, praise God, on this journey, we do get weary. We have to be honest about it to ourselves, you know. But we serve a God that is able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think, according to the power that lies within us, because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. And with that, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Galatians, a very familiar scripture that we all know. Galatians chapter 6. Read two verses, verses 9 and verse 10. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And 10, you'll find these words. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I took my text from that passage of scripture. It's where I'll be speaking from. Verse 10 says this, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, not some, all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. There's Paul talking to the Galatian church to encourage them. And as I began to study this epistle, what Paul was saying to them, you know, it is very discouraging to continue to do right and receive no word of thanks. Come on now. Let's be honest with ourselves. I see no intangible results. But like the more we witness and the more we talk to folk, they like the worse they get. They like we pray and they like the prayers are not answered. They like our God is getting further and further away. But guess what? Paul challenged the Galatians, and he's challenging us today to keep on doing what? Good. See, that's why we shouldn't be weary in well-doing. We'll be able to reap if we faint not. And what does that faint mean, Bishop? That faint mean don't quit, don't give up. So we're so quick to throw up our hands. But how many know that we serve a God, he know the heart. And when you get ready to quit and throw up your hands, he'll step right in the midst of your situation. And he don't have to stop nothing that we are going through. He always gives us the strength to go through it. Oh, praise God. Now, we have to trust God for the results. We go to God in prayer. And we trust God for the results and other words that the Lord will move up on people. Praise God. Amen. In due time, you'll be able to reap a harvest of blessing. See that? But patience is what we need. We often say he may not come when we call him, but he's what? Always on time. Am I right? How many know that our Lord is never late? What is he trying to teach us while we are going through our trials, our tribulations, our situation, conditions? What is he trying to teach us? Have you ever thought about that? Why do we continue to linger and dwell on our conditions and situation in our lives? And we often, so many times, we would take our eyes off the Lord. But this is what makes you weary. If we keep our eyes on the Lord, praise God, he don't have to stop nothing that we are going through. He gives us the strength to go through it. And how many know that he always brings us out to bring us in to something better? You may be seeking for a job. You done prayed about it, fasted about it, and put in for it. You know that you've been doing good and everything. You may not get the job, praise God, that you put in for. You may be done got turned down, job after job. But how many know, praise God, that the Lord always has something better? Why we can't think of it in that matter? Why do we think of the negative side instead of the positive side? Because when we're going through, praise God, the Lord, praise God, always have a promise for us. See? So we should dwell on the promises. And oftentimes we speak negatives upon ourselves when the Word of God tells us that we can speak things as not as though they already were. So we have to speak things into existence, into our lives. Not for the church today. We have a wrong desire versus the fruit of the Spirit because we are in the fleshly body. Am I right? So this is what we have to be mindful of. We have to be so mindful of. It's a spiritual warfare. See? The flesh, the soul, and the spirit all wrapped up in one. That's you. Me, myself, and I. And if we tell the truth about it, we're our worst enemy. Why we put so much on the devil did this and the devil did that? Hmm? And don't dwell enough on God's promises. This is what makes us weary. And that weary means don't worry. Don't be fearful. See, you can't be full of both. You can't be full of fear, and you can't be full of faith at the same time. One got to go. You're either full of fear or you're full of faith. And if you want to move our Lord and Savior in your life, you've got to show him some faith. Tears don't move God. Faith moves our God. His word says, his eyes go to and fro, up and down into the earth, looking for faith in the earth. And this is what we show our Lord and our Savior, faith. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Now, our wrong desires are evil, destruction, easy to ignite, self-centered, sinful, and deadly. What is the fruits of the Spirit, Bishop? Good, productive, difficult to ignite, easy to self-giving, uplifting, holiness, and abundance of life. St. John 10:10 tell us that the thief comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But guess what? Our Lord and Savior didn't stop there. He said, but I come where you may have life and have it more abundantly. So we should dwell on God's promises. That's why Paul, amen, said, don't be weary in well-doing. You should reap if you faint not, because he's always right there. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. That joy time and morning time is your victory, your breakthrough. Come on. That breakthrough, praise God. You've been praying for a while. All of a sudden, God moved. And it's strange how God moved in your life, and you never know how it done happen. Leave you scratching your head. Wonder how God done did it for you. Able to turn that negative into a positive. Able to turn that bad situation and make something good out of it. Oh, yes, he's moving on somebody's life who's listening at me right now. This is why you can lift up your head and be encouraged. Oh, don't be weary in well-doing. You should be able to reap if you faint not. Oh, we have that spiritual battle going day by day. Oh, praise the Lord. But the God that we serve, oh, he's able. Oh, he will provide. Oh, and if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. We often say he's God yesterday, he's God today, and he's God forevermore. He's God and he changed not. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Praise the Lord. This will show him some faith. The faith of a mustard seed. That's a very small seed. Praise God. And he will increase it. The disciples asked, Lord, increase our faith. He said, you have not because you asked not. Asked him. Now, when you're going through, do you think that he's increasing your faith then? Yeah, you thought about it that way, have you? See? Because you keep thinking on the negative side instead of the positive side. What is God trying to teach me what I'm going through? So I won't be so weary. Next time, can our mind reflect back? If he did it for me last year, he can do it for me this year. Here we are almost down in the year of 2023, and this May already, praise God. And if we still crying and complaining and doing the same thing, praise God, where is the growth? So we got to grow in this thing, praise God. And this is what brings us to maturity. See? We dwell on God's promises. See? And we don't have to wait till the battle is over. We can shout and give him glory now. Why you say that, Bishop? Because the battles have already been fought and already been won. When he went to the cross of Calvary, as he suffered, bled, and died for our sins, went down into a low world and come up with all power in his holy, righteous, and everlasting hand. Look back at the grave and said, oh, grave, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? And he sat on the right-hand side of God, the Father Almighty, yet making intercession for us. So when we go to God, praise God, he is a praying God. Isaiah 65 and 24 declare, see, his word. Why we yet call it? He said he will answer. He said, why we yet speak it? He will hear. So we serve a God of the living and not the dead. This is why we can be encouraged today. This is why, praise God, when you're weary, praise God. Oh, we'll be able to reap if we faint not. Praise God. He will bring us out with a mighty hand in the name of Jesus. St. John, verse 9, and St. John chapter 9, verse 4, says this. I must work. This is what Jesus said. I must work the work of him that sent me. While it is day, night coming when no man can work. See, that's when we gone. See, but it's time now, amen, to put our hand to the plow, amen, and work in God's vineyard. Can we forget about ourselves? And this is what I appreciate about Sister Diane. Diane can forget about herself, and she is a prayer warrior. Ever since I know her, praise God, she can forget about herself or what she is going through and pray for others. Others call her from the east, west, north, and the south. Praise God. And she don't mind praying and calling on the name of Jesus. See? And this is where you get your strength, when you can forget about yourself. See? This will keep you from being so weary in well-doing. And you will be able to reap. See? And you'll be able to, I ain't going to say hold on, because I don't see that there. I don't see it hanging on. But in chapter 5 in Galatians, Paul said this, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty that with Christ have made us what? Free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. See, so what we need to do when we are getting weary? We got to stand. It didn't say hold on. You don't hold on to Christ. You don't hang on to Christ. Paul says, stand. On the day of Pentecost, Peter said, he stood up. See? He's not denying Christ now. But see, you got to have some power. This is why when he ascended back to glory, he sent the Holy Spirit back. Now his spirit is everywhere. If you is not, amen, a lot of folk have accepted Christ in their lives, amen, believe in you. In your heart and confess with your mouth. Praise God, I have nothing against that because that's the word. Romans 10 and 9, praise God. But, oh, praise God, you got to go a little bit more. Paul said, praise God, in Acts chapter 19, man, he was traveling, and he stopped to a church, and they're having service there. Nobody's saying anything about Jesus, nothing about the Holy Ghost. And so they give Paul the chance to speak. And the first thing out of his mouth, he say, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Huh? How many of you have received the Holy Ghost since you believe? The Holy Ghost is what gives you power. The Holy Ghost will give you strength. The Holy Ghost is what brings you out, praise God, when you get weary. See? Because that inner spirit tell you, go ahead, I'm with you. Man. He was with the three Hebrew boys. He was with Daniel in the lion's den. Praise God. He's the same God. Huh? He was with Job. Praise God. When the enemy thought he had and did all he could do to him, attacked his body. But oh, his latter years was greater than his beginning. And I want to say, amen, your latter years going to be greater. Praise God. If you don't throw in the towel, how many know a quitter would never win? And a winner will never quit. Praise God. It's bad when you get knocked out in the first round and don't get up. Come on, somebody. Praise God. But, oh, I thank God, amen, that we serve an awesome God. Praise God. And he's always right there in the name of Jesus. in the book of Songs, the book of Songs, praise the Lord, the book of Songs. Turn your Bibles to Songs, chapter 37. Fret not, verse 1, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envy against the work of iniquity. That fret not means don't worry. Y'all see that? Hmm? Are y'all with me? Stay with me now. See? Verse 2 says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the wind heard. See why you don't have to worry about people talking about you, lying on you, to all matter of evil against you? Because you got a God that sit high, look low, and he never sleep, nor you slumber. He sees all and he knows all. And I thank God that he searched the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl, and he knows what's in the minds of our spirit. I thank God, amen, that we serve a supernatural God. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. And he's everywhere all at the same time. Oh, I thank God. We serve an awesome God. Oh, he's mighty. Praise God. And you know what I thank God for? He said, what I do for one, I do for all. He don't have no respected person. People do. But I thank God, amen. Oh, your time is coming. Huh? Oh, every man gonna have a day. Praise God. A day of richly blessed. When the last time you heard when somebody asked you, how you doing? How long has it been you heard somebody say, I'm blessed and highly favored? Y'all talk to me. Come on now. When the last time? Huh? Well, I don't know. I think I'd be all right. This going on and that going on. Everybody asks about all your problems. Everybody got problems. But why we can't speak the word, huh? Why we cannot, amen, speak a blessing upon ourselves, okay? In verse number 3, watch what David said. Trust in the Lord and do good. See? Good. Keep doing good. Don't be weary in well what? Doing. You shall be able to reap if you faint not. See? Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land. You're in the land. We're in the world, but we're not of it. And verily, mean truly, thou shalt be fed. See? See what David, here's a man after God's own heart. And we all know what David went through. But one thing about it, David kept a repentant heart. What about you today? See? Now, repenting now don't mean just being sorry. That means when you repent, that means a change of heart, a change of life. You don't do the things that you used to do, amen, when you was out there, amen, continuously in the world. That means a change heart, a changed life. Verse 4, David went a little bit deeper. He said, delight thyself, that's you, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of what? Your heart. See, a man after God on heart. See, David ought to know God was with him every step of the way when he slew Goliath, 9-foot giant. God was on his side. God was on his side when Saul tried to take his life. Praise God. God was on his side. Praise God. When the whole nation of Israel turned against him, God was on his side. God have always been with him. And God is with you and I today. God is with you and I today. And I'm glad about it. I'm going to read that one more time. Somebody needs to hear this, and they need to get into your spirit, praise God, into your heart. Delight thyself. That you. See? Delight thyself. It ain't talking about your husband. It ain't talking about your wife. They have to do it for themselves. It ain't talking about your children. It ain't talking about your job. Delight thyself. You. You, yourself, and I. Delight thyself also in the Lord. And he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. See, God want to give you some of your desires. He know what you desire. See? And sometimes you don't even have to ask. He know what's in your heart, and he just give it to you. Why? Because you've been doing good. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. See? That's why don't give up. You should reap if you faint not. Just keep on doing good. Huh? Payday is coming after a while. Praise God. Oh, I say again, praise God. Oh, the battles have already been fought and already been won. Oh, we serve an awesome God. He's mighty. Praise God. And I thank God that he's with us today. Man, he's with the believers. Ain't you glad that you're on the Lord's side? Praise God. Hmm? See, so we don't dwell on our trials and tribulations. We dwell on his promises. We can stand on it. We can stand fast. Praise God. I say again, we don't hold on, we don't hang on, but we stand. And Paul said, after you have done all, do what? Stand. We are in the last days. And the last days mean from now on. Oh, we got to stand fast. Okay? Now, David went a little bit deeper. We're in Psalms 37. I'm in verse 5. He said, commit thy way, that's your way, unto who? The Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. See? Whatever you've been praying about, you done committed your way unto the Lord, but you got to put your trust in him. You don't put your trust on no job. Come on now. You don't put your trust in people. Put your trust in the Lord. You have confidence in people, but your faith and trust should be in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died, paid the price, praise God, for each and every one of our souls. Ain't you glad that you're not tangled up and tied up and mixed up in religion, but you know who is the author and the finisher of your faith? Mm-hmm. Now, are you ashamed, amen, to own him before men? Mm-hmm. His words, if you be shamed to own him before men, he's going to be shamed to own you before his Father, which is in heaven. I don't want the Lord to say to me on that great day, depart from me, your work was of iniquity. My bishop ordained me, said it's going to be 2 days in one, Brother Porter. He said it's going to be a great day for them that have received him, but it's going to be a terrible day for them that have rejected him. What about you? If I'm talking to anybody, praise God, that have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, today can be your day. Oh, come on. Huh? Why? Because we never know where death at. Praise God. And that's one thing is sure. Ain't no debate in the church about that. Hmm? Huh? The Bible says it's appointed once for man to die, and after death can be the judgment. Huh? You're going to leave out of here. This is not our home. We're just temporarily here. For a while, praise God. But I want that eternal home. Praise God. Man, and I'm going to own, amen, our Lord and Savior. Why? Because what he's done for me. Praise God. You got to make this thing personal. Verse 6 says, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Look at the promises. Here's the man after God's own heart telling you the promises that our Lord have for us. And if he did it for David, he can do it for you and I. David wrote many of the songs of what he was going through. He went through, but he didn't quit. Hello? He had to flee for his life, but he didn't quit. He had to hide in a cave, but he didn't quit. They tried to kill him, but he didn't quit. David was a warrior. David was a king. He reigned over Israel for 40 years. Praise God. But he wasn't a quitter. He messed up. Like many of us, we mess up. Come on now. Huh? But thank God that we serve a God. Praise God. It's a merciful God. And his mercy endures for what? Forever. Oh, ain't you glad that we serve an awesome God? He's not like me. Why we should be weary and well doing. We should weep if we faint not. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Verse 7. Look how the promises. Watch this. Rest in the Lord. How do you rest in him? Ain't somebody go home and go to sleep. He ain't talking about that kind of rest. Rest in the Lord and wait what? Patiently. Remember I said that? For who? Him. You see, when you're weary, when you're fearful, when you're going through, and you're doing good and you don't see no results, see? Wait patiently for him. Fret not. There you say it again. Don't worry. That's what that fret not mean. Fret not thyself because of him who prospered in his way, because of the man who bring wicked device to pass. The Lord will bring it to pass. Now, you know, let me say this. On this journey, we have looked at somebody that's not serving the Lord. In fact, they have more money. In fact, they drive better cars, they better house. In fact, they got a good job, but yet they don't go to church, don't pay no tithe. Forget about Bible study. They talk foolishly about our God, but yet they prosper. But David said one time, he said, but now, Lord, look at me. I serve you all I know how. See, every time I think wrong, you own me. Huh? Have you ever been like that? God condemn you? See? Be why? Because he wants you to continue to do what? Good. You see that? Verse 8. See some anger. Because we get upset in this fleshly body. And forsake wrath. Fret not. There it is again. See? Don't worry. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. All this good I'm doing, and ain't nothing happening. I think I'm going to change my way. No. Never let the devil take you off the rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes on the soon coming King, because he is coming back. And he's coming back to receive you and I unto himself. Praise God. Only you got the victory. So don't be weary in well-doing. Praise God. Verse 9 says, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. You see that? You see? See, if you wait on it. And do you know that the if you wait on the Lord, great things will happen. God will turn that situation for you. See? You see, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. See what God will do for you? See? If you don't throw up your hands and if you don't quit, see? He will show up and show out and let you know that he's God. And he's supernatural. See, and the things that is impossible with man is possible with God. See? Now, think about it. If our God, our Lord and Savior, he took 2 fish and 5 barley loaves of bread and fed 5,000 men, women, and children, how much more he can do for you, your family? How much more he can do for my family? And he said, what I do for one, I do for all. See why we don't have to be weary in well doing? You should reap if you think not. See what he said he'll do? And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Now, you know, come on, let's do some mathematics here. 5,000 people, I don't care where you're at, what country you're in, wherever you may be, what city or state you're in or where you live, 5,000 people are cleaning out any Walmart, any Publix, any Winn-Dixie, any store. 5,000 people, somebody ain't going to get something. Free food? Oh, y'all ought to help me out. Come on. But our Lord took a little lad lunch. Look how awesome our God is. And prayed over it and multiplied it. Somebody say after. After they were filled. 5,000 men, women, and children. They took up 12 fragments of basket. The little boy had to have help to take the basket back home. And he had just a little lunch. Don't tell me how God, well, look what our God can do for you, for your family. If you don't get, amen, if you don't quit, if you don't throw up your hands, stay with the Lord. Oh, everything going to be all right. Oh, they shall inherit the earth. Look at that. The meek shall inherit the earth. That's why you ain't got to do evil, to be jealous and malice in your heart. Well, you always be, you know, I ain't never get that. I'm going to church and ain't nothing happened. I pay my tithes and ain't nothing changed. Well, you know, yeah, something got to change, your attitude. Mm-hmm. Come on here. Mm-hmm. See? The Lord don't bless in no attitudes. No. And if you're doing it through just doing something, he said, be a cheerful giver. And that's what the word say. We got to learn to, amen, be cheerful and do what the word say. It's one thing that I know, God is not going to alter his word for nobody. The word don't come down to us. We got to come up to the word of God. Praise God. And that's why we have to show him some faith. And when we come up to where he will have us to be, that in the biblical day, praise God, before he healed or touched somebody, he asked them, do you believe? And that's all he's asking us to do. It's very simple. Not asking us to do no great swelling thing. He say all things, not some things. All things are possible if you only do what? Believe. Y'all see that? See, what is belief, Bishop? Trust in the word of God, what we're talking about. That's faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you see it, why you hope for it? That's faith. So we trust the word of God, that if he spoke it, he able to perform it. He the same God. Praise God. God is Jesus and Jesus is God, all wrapped up in one. The Lord said, I can't fail. He said, I have power to lay my life down and I got power to pick it up again. Why? Because he is God. He made the heaven and the earth and everything in it. And one thing he said that was not good, what is that? Oh, I'm glad you asked. It's not good that man should be alone. Now, if you don't want to marry, that's your desire. Because like he gets ready. He'll give you the desires of your heart. You don't want to marry, that's you. I desire to be married. Paul said that he desired that every man be like him. Every man ain't like Paul. Paul didn't have no wife. You can, some people say you can serve the Lord better. But everybody don't have that same desire. Some people want to be married. And that's a good thing. But the Lord said in the beginning, it's not good that man should be alone. And he put the man to sleep, Adam, and got a woman out from a rib. Now she is one man. And they are one, as God and the Father is one. All praise God. And Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all wrapped up in one. All praise God. All right. Verse 10 says, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, yet thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, there go again, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. See? That's what you want. And he'll give you peace right in the midst of confusion. Well, how can you go through it and let all hell unbroke loose in your life? You know why? Because you got something in the inside to keep you in calm, to keep you with peace, to keep you from getting upset. Praise God. And the Lord done dispatched his angel all around you to keep you. Praise God. And that's what you want. You know, happiness is power. Let me say to somebody, happiness is power and also peace. Write that down. Write that down. Happiness is power and also peace. I just thought I'd throw that in. Praise God. Happiness is power. And also, and that's what the Lord always want to give us. Huh? And right in the midst of a storm, right in the midst of a turmoil, it can be in your marriage, it can be in your family, and God can give you that inner peace. People be asking, I wonder why you so peaceful, why you so quiet, why you can, you know, you have a wonder, and you can draw people with that peace of mind, that peace of spirit. Praise God. You know who I often think about is Caleb. We don't do much talk about the man in the back seat or the man behind the scene. We always talk about the leaders. But y'all remember when Moses sent the 12 spies out and the 10 came back with an evil report? Oh, we can't get down them giants. We can't do this and we can't do that. But the land is like God said it is. But we can't fight them. We look like grasshoppers in them and blah, blah, blah. They were just all that negative. But, you know, it was Caleb with Joshua. But if you go back and read that story in Numbers, the 12th chapter, it was Caleb and told him, say, shut y'all mouth till we are well able. We can go right now and take that land. That was Caleb. And you know what the Bible say about Caleb? Because of that, the Bible said he had an excellent spirit in him. But when God got ready to ordain the next leader, God told Moses to anoint Joshua. Caleb didn't get upset. Caleb didn't lead the church. He didn't get mad and get away. Well, not me. I've been working in the church for a while. Why ain't consider me? He didn't take that kind of attitude. And because of that, in his old age, Joshua took him up to the mountain and say, I want to be a blessing to you and territory. Say, look out. What this land you want? He said, I want that right over there. He said, you mean tell me you want to go over there with them giants? He said, yep. Give him a sword. I go right now. He had the same spirit at 80 he had when he was 20. Oh, y'all ought to help me out. See? See why you don't be weary in well-doing? You should be able to reap if you think not. See, when you got the right thing in you, you don't have all that malice and jealousy and envy of nobody. See? When the Lord see what he do for one, he do for all. See? He had the right thing in him. The Bible says he had an excellent spirit. That's powerful. How is your spirit today? See? Do you have peace? Do you have some happiness? What about you today? We know we are in the world, but we know we are in a troubled world too. Hello? But what is the promise there? We are in the world, but we're not what? Of it. Don't try to fit in. You can't. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be scrutinized. No do all matter whatever against you. Because Jesus said if they've done it to a green tree, they're going to do it to a drop. He talked about him. If they talked about him, they're going to talk about you. Hello. And he come to save their soul. They turn their back on him. Jesus was walking disciples by. Then all of a sudden he stopped. And he turned around and then he asked the question, who do men say that I am? And they got in the hole. And they say, some say you Jeremiah. Some say you Elijah. Some say you John the Baptist, don't come from the dead. So Jesus said, okay, say, you've been walking with me for a while. Who do you say that I am? And out of 12 is always one. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now I'm asking you so you can stop being weary and well-doing. Do you know who Christ is from your heart? Do you know? Not what somebody else done told you, but you got to know it from personal experience. Have you received him as your Lord and Savior? Are you sure and absolutely sure that you have received the Holy Ghost in your heart? Spoken tongues as the Spirit give utterance. That's what that keepeth thou. See? Do you know that when the enemy come at you one way, he got to flee seven? Do you know? And you know what he got? See, you get blessed from the Lord when you own him. He said, bless you, Bar Jonah. He said, because flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And that was before the Lord went to the cross. Look at that. He said, now, because you did that, he said, whatever you bind on earth, I'm going to bind it in heaven. He said, whatever you loose on earth, he said, he'll loose it in heaven. That's for somebody today. The Lord have given you that authority. That's why you don't have to be weary and well-doing. You'll be able to reap if you faint not. The Lord didn't give you that promise. He didn't give you that authority. He said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. Keys, praise God, not the keys to your house. Not the keys to your car. But spiritual keys to the kingdom of the living God. Praise God. That's powerful. That when you call on him, he will answer. He's always there. His ears is open. The prayers of the righteous do what? Prevail is how much? Much. See? Jesus himself said, man shall always do what? Pray and not faint. And that faint means don't quit. Don't give up. I told you, don't faint. Don't surrender. And I'm not going to say hang in there. I ain't telling you no hold on. You got to stand fast now. Because we are living in the last days. Oh, you got to trust God. Praise God. I'm going to fast forward. Verse 16, still in Psalms 37, I'm fast forward. A love that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many wicked. Look at that. See? How many know God can take little what you have and make much when you don't be a quitter and you don't give up? See? When you stop being weary. Stop dwelling on negative stuff and looking at the negative side instead of the positive side. See? Or what God say that he would do for you and your family. Because he'd do it. He's doing it for somebody right now. 16, a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Look at that. 17, say, for the arm of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Oh, see why you don't have to be weary? Oh, that's enough to make you shout right there. When you know that the promises that God have for you when you don't quit. When you know you're doing good and you don't see no results, then all of a sudden, amen, God, amen, just come out of nowhere. And blessings on top of blessings. Amen. God turned that situation in your life. Praise God. Oh, he's doing it for somebody right now. 18. The Lord know the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Look at that. Look at the promises. See? Here's a man after God's own heart, sharing on both sides, the wicked and the righteous. But look who getting the blessing. The wicked thinking they getting by, but the righteous still being blessed because God can take their little and make much. Praise God. Oh, he's doing it for somebody even as I speak. Verse 19, they shall not be ashamed in the eve of time, and in the day of famine, they shall be satisfied. See, I don't care what kind of, what they call it, recession going on in our land. When the Lord is on your side, you don't have to be weary. Mm-hmm. God's going to take care of you. Praise God. When others being laid off and out of work and don't know what they're going to do, praise God. You ain't going to go out somewhere and do something crazy, do something that is not ordinary. Praise God. You're going to stay with the Lord. Say, Lord, what you have me to do? Praise God. What you have me to go? What you have me to say? And I say again, God always bring you out to bring you in to something better. He always have a way that is mighty sweet. Mm-hmm. Oh, praise God. Verse 21. I'm trying to fast forward here. The wicked borrow, it pays not again. Mm-hmm. He has not to borrow your money, don't pay you back. But the righteous shows mercy and giving. See what we do? That's what we do. It shows mercy. And they give it. I don't mean that you let nobody make up. You just give people and you know, you don't expect that. I'm not talking about that. See? People take your kindness for weakness. No. See? But if you know, praise God, and you're going to give it to them, give it to them. You ain't got to sign no zealot like in the world, you know. If you give it to them, give it to them. If they say bar, you intend for them to get paid back. All right, 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delight in his way. Y'all see that? The steps of a good man. See, that's why you don't have to be weary in well-doing. Man in the Bible means mankind. That means you are ladies too. Okay? And he delight in his way. See, that's why you shouldn't get weary in well-doing. God delight in you. God brag on you. My question to you today, can God brag on you? Can God brag on you? Hmm? Are you able to hold up the blood stained banner while you're being weary when you know that there's power in the blood? Hmm? Can you praise God, forget about yourself, praise God, and help somebody else, praise God? Hmm? Though he fall, verse 24, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. You see that? The Bible says a righteous man fall, but the Lord pick him up how many times? Seven. See? God know where you at. But he's there. I heard Sister Diane say in her prayer that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Hmm? Now if the Lord give you that promise, why are you weary? And you know you're doing good. Hmm? See? Be patient. Wait on the Lord and be what? Of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Though he fall, he should not be utterly cast down, for the Lord uphold him with his hand. Verse 25. I have been young and now I'm old. David said he was young, but now he's old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. Now his seed, big and brave. See that? 26, he is ever merciful and leaneth, and his seed is what? Blessed. You see, that's your children, your grandchildren, all the way down to your third and fourth generation. Apostle used to say, if you don't live for just for nobody but just your for your family, for your yourself. Where your family can be blessed. And what we should do. Praise God. God take care of your family, even though they're out to octa safety. But God take care of why they out to octa safety. He keep the enemy afloat. Where they, he tried to cut them off in the storm, but God said not so, and bring them in due time. Thank God, amen. He never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Oh, my God. David, and this is coming from David, a man after God's own heart. He old man now. He said, but I was young. He, men of, you know, you keep letting the sun come up on you. And we say, good morning. And then our birthday roll around. We say, happy birthday. But when you get a certain age, I had a cousin used to tell me all the time. She said, Porter, she said, when you get our age, it ain't such a happy birthday. It's happy Earth Day. It's good to be here. And the Lord woke us up this morning. We are beyond a miracle. I heard Sister Lyon talk about that in her prayer. We are beyond a miracle. I want to say, don't take, amen, our lives for granted. Praise God. It's a blessing. Praise God to be here. And the last verse I want to say, it says, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Oh, praise God. This is why we don't have to be weary and well doing. You'll be able to reap if you faint not. That if is a possibility. In other words, the Lord is yet saying to you and I, if you will, I will. He said it to Israel, and he's saying the same thing to you and I. It's a possibility. We can't fool God, because he already knows what's in our hearts and know what we're going to do before we even do it. Ain't you glad, praise God. Be like David. Keep a repentant heart. Say, Lord, I missed it. You missed it. You just missed it. And stay in the race. Don't be a quitter. I say again, a quitter never win, and a winner will never quit. Service back in the hands of Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for that word. I know it blessed you all because it blessed me. And I know we all can say we have been weary. We are just ready to give up. And Bishop Porter, we was talking yesterday on Apostles' book. That's I've been reading out of that book, Continuous Warfare, Continuous Victory, and you ran right all in there what I was reading about yesterday. And for this whole week, that's all I've been hearing, spiritual warfare, spiritual victory. Okay? We're going through the war, but we don't claim victory and we don't give it to God. That's why we are so weary. We are so tired and ready to give up. So I just thank you for bringing forth the word. I thank you for never failing to do so. So Heavenly Father, I ask that as you pour out of Bishop Porter today, I ask you, Lord Father, to pour into him, Lord Father. Refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him this day, O God. Father, he did your will this day, Lord Father, not his will, Lord, but your will, Lord. And I thank you for the hearts and minds that he have touched this day, Lord. I thank you, O God, for how you use him to change, Lord Father, mindsets today, encouraging others today, Lord. Father God, see about his needs this day, Lord Father. And Father, we know that you fail in nothing this day, Lord. Father, the blessings right now upon him, the blessings upon the word, Lord Father, that you have given to him to give to your people, Lord, as we speak. Supernatural strength to him this day. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen and amen. Again, Bishop Porter, I thank you for coming on here, failing not to, you know, keep your word. I thank you and I appreciate you. I just want to let you know. I appreciate you. I appreciate the listeners that tuned in. So if you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministry and go ahead and click on that link into the word. Receive the word today. Share it with a friend today. Do not just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word as well. Again, share the word. Don't keep it to yourself. Join us every Friday night. That's tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live service. Again, if you do not have Facebook, you can also tune in on that phone line at 712-832-7144, code 3333#, and hear the word while you are driving as well. And if you have not liked or follow our pages yet, go ahead and like and follow while you're there listening to the message. And let me tell you, it's always some awesome word coming forth from the man and woman of God. Join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Bible Talk. And come on and join us. I tell you, the topic is on point, real time situation, and bring you scripture to back it up as well. You may need to learn more about Christ today. Come on, join us. Join in on the Bible Talk. Again, that conference line number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Till then, you be blessed.
Let him have his way. That's his way. let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yes,
let go.